Well, chances are you know someone who has been through divorce. It may very well be someone who is close to you, like your parents or a dear friend. Perhaps you yourself have been through divorce. However you have encountered divorce, you know that it's a painful process that usually has a multitude of contributing factors. Part of practicing our Catholic faith is fighting for marriage, yes, but that includes meeting people who are struggling in their marriages and offering support and help. Retrovi is a lifeline for marriage, is a program to help couples heal and renew their hurting marriages. Joining us now to talk about their own experience and to share more about Retrovi are Mike and Ann Cierney, community coordinators for Twin Cities Retrovi. Mike and Ann, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great to have you with us. Yeah, it's pretty serious stuff here. Why don't you tell us about how you two first encountered Retrovi?
Go ahead, Mike.
We had been in what we would refer to the misery stage of our marriage, and Ann had surprisingly signed us up for this. She had reminded me a previous weekend that we had this coming up, and I reluctantly agreed, and we suffered some more breakdowns of our marriage that week, and we showed up our Friday night in total denial that we were even I was in total denial that we were even having issues. And the program just worked its way through all of exactly what we were going through, like they knew exactly what we were going through before we even talked about it.
Wow. And what were you feeling around this time as this meeting was rolling in?
Well, I knew we had serious problems in our marriage, in our relationship. We weren't talking to one another. We didn't know how to communicate with one another. And we were both living what we call in Retrovi the married singles lifestyle, where we were both living pretty much separate lives. And we were effectively just roommates in the marriage. And we had had some other major issues come up in our marriage. And I knew we were on the path for divorce if we didn't get help. So that's when I did a internet search and I found Retrovi. And from our first talk of the night, the program starts on Friday nights and goes through Sunday afternoons. And from the first talk on Friday night, I knew we were in the right place. Retrovi taught us how to communicate in a way we had never had before. Suddenly, we had a way to communicate our thoughts and our feelings that should have been shared years ago. And because of Retrovi, we've been able to look at ourselves and our actions and see how it affects the other person.
Yeah, the communication piece seems to me to be one of the key factors in all of this. What are some of the other things that really threaten a marriage here? I mean, obviously lack of communication, not being able to put yourself in the other shoes or have a, you know, free flowing conversation, that sort of thing. But what sort of things do people frequently report as things that are threatening their marriage?
Well, there's another program out there called Worldwide Marriage Encounter, which is for couples who don't have or aren't on the road to divorce. And Retrovi is more for struggling marriages. Mm-hmm. And the couples that we see are dealing with what we call the three big A's. And they are abuse, addiction, and I'm blocking it out. Mike, what's that?
Affairs,
yeah. And it's amazing. I would say that 8 or 9 out of couples that come to us, 8 or 9 out of 10 are dealing with one of those big A's.
Okay, abuse, addiction, and affairs. Okay, all right.
Addiction, affairs, and abuse.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, please continue, Ann. Just wanted to make sure I got that right. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, it's huge things. And often one thing leads to another. Recently, we had a weekend where we had 10 couples present, and of those 10 couples, 8 of them were dealing with a pornography addiction, and that pornography addiction usually leads to having an affair. And so, but it's amazing when we start working with these couples and the process, the Retrovive process, I believe is wholly inspired by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I don't believe at all that man could have written this alone. The whole program and how it works to bring you out of the depths of your marriage and rise above and just provide you hope for your marriage is like nothing else out there. And believe me, we tried a lot of other things.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Well, give us a sense of that. Mike, let's go over to you for a minute. So what is kind of the program? How is it set up, and how does it start addressing some of the problems, some of those three big A's?
Well, it's very difficult to explain without going real in depth, but we start off Friday night with just basic of how different things affect the marriage. How different feelings come into play, and you know how, like us guys, for example, tend to bury our feelings and not show them, not to let them affect us. Where we are, actually, they do affect us greatly. But being men of the world, we don't allow those feelings out because that's how we were raised. So from Friday night, we start working on our relationship as how it begun. We go all the way back to our dating years. And we work it up from there. We go through the romance stage, so to speak, of our relationship. And then Friday or Saturday morning, as things go on, we concentrate a little bit on ourselves. We dig deep into ourselves. And then we dive into what we would call the disillusionment or the misery stage of our marriages. And from there, then the healing begins to work, and those feelings start getting out in the open. And we hit the reawakening, and we find out just, you know, what brought us together in the first place and why we want to fight to save our relationship.
Well, and that's one of the things I was thinking about, too, is that even the desire to want to fight to save the relationship, sometimes that is, I can imagine anyway, pretty hard to muster up. And so it seems to me like, Mike, what you're describing, that, you know, going back and remembering what made you interested in this person to begin with, or why you thought, yeah, this could be the person I want to marry to begin with, could be a good reminder of why the relationship is still worth working on now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Well, and, you know, in today's society, you know, when we watch TV or we go to the movies, they portray marriages as disposable.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a reason why we fell in love to begin with. There's a reason why we chose our lives back in the day when we walked down that aisle and said before all of our friends and relatives and God himself that I take this person till death.
Right.
And this is something worth working on.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And let me ask you this. So I think there's a high probability that a lot of people, if they're in a struggling marriage and they're facing one or more of those three big A's, abuse, addiction, or affairs, they're feeling alone. They're feeling like, you know, I have nowhere to turn for help. I don't know anybody else who's struggling with this. And that's not because obviously there's not, but probably more because people aren't very vocal about it. So what advice would you give out of the gates for someone who may be in that sort of situation?
Oh, you hit the nail on the head there. More and more couples come to us and say the best part of Retrovive is finding out that they're not alone. They are not alone in the structure. And more you get to know the couples and share their stories. Now, I should tell you that the program is 100% confidential. No couple is required to share their story. It's all volunteer. And you find that couples, through the program, because they start connecting with the presenters and the presenters' stories, that they want to share what's going on in their marriage because they have finally found somebody who's going through what they're going through. And there's normally three presenting couples on the weekend and a priest. And we also have an angel couple that helps in the background. And so the couples usually end up opening up because they're like, finally, they have found something. They might have seen hundreds of marriage counselors or something, but they finally found something where they can talk to another couple who's going through the same exact thing that they're doing. And it's just that connection is what helps couples. And then the couples will start talking to each other. I don't want to say it's a magical transformation from Friday night to Sunday afternoon, because when the couples leave on Sunday, we encourage them to attend our post sessions, which are held on Saturdays. So we have our post sessions cover a lot more of the deeper couple, the deeper issues. We go into anger management, and we go on to how the family of origin can affect what you bring to the family. We explore needs, expectations. We talk about commitment and love being decisions, and forgiveness and trust being decisions. And we teach couples how to have healthy discussions versus dealing with anger. And we give them rules to follow. And by learning the rules to follow in having these discussions, they can get into the hard issues of their marriage. And during the post sessions, the couples really open up to one another and really discover that, you know, we all live in this social media lifestyle where, you know, nobody posts the negative stuff on Facebook. It's always everything's good and well. Mm-hmm. And when you find out is that most people wear a mask, you know, they wear a mask to cover the issues that they're having, you know, personally and in their marriages. And so when they come to Rectify, they find that they're able to remove that mask. Mm. And they're able to really see the issues and see, open up to other people about what's going on in their marriage and find true healing in their marriage.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. That's great. Thank you, Ann. And we have only got a couple minutes left, but a couple of things that I wanted to get to for sure. And Mike, maybe we'll just start with you on this one. But if one member of the marriage is not quite on board with doing the whole Rectify thing, any suggestions or advice on how the other one can encourage without sounding pushy or naggy?
That's a difficult one. You know, usually, most of the couples who come, one sees an insurmountable separation ahead. The other sees no problem at all with the relationship. And, you know, we've had many couples, we've talked with them Friday night, you know, they don't know if they're even in the right place, or generally one of them doesn't think they're in the correct place. Once you hear the stories of the presenters, people usually realize, hey, yeah, I have been, you know, neglecting certain needs of our marriage and my spouse. And it's a great place to come, even just to reconnect with your spouse, to get to remember why you fell in love to begin with.
Right, right. That's a great and succinct answer. I mean, it's a great encouragement. Yes. Well, let me ask you both, or Ann, maybe you can take the lead on this one. Okay, so if couples want to find out more about Twin Cities Rectify, if they want to find out when you have events coming up or programs coming up, where can they go? What can they do?
Our website's not working well right now, so I'll send you to the international website, which is helpourmarriage.org. And from there, they can find communities all over the nation and the world. We're in 26 different countries, and I think it's 156 communities right now. And I will also want to say that priests and any nuns or sisters, they are welcome to come for free for the weekend. Deacons and pastors, they're free. And any marriage counselors are free to attend the weekend. We do not charge them to attend, because we think this program is so vital in helping marriages that we want them to learn what we're all about, so that when a couple comes to them for help, they can send them our way. Fun fact, we do have quite a few times where a judge has told a couple he will not grant them a divorce until they attend a retrograde.
Oh, nice.
And recently, we just had a couple who had been divorced for 7 years, and they reconciled on the weekend.
Wow, fantastic. What a great story. Yeah. Well, Mike and Ann, thank you for being on the show, but thank you all the more for all the work that you've been doing with Twin Cities Retrovi. I pray for the success, the continued success, and the continued healing of many marriages through the Lord working through you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless.
And God bless. Yep. All right, we're going to take our first break. When we return, our talented producer, Cammie Berthume, sits down with Bridget Busacker for a frank discussion about NFP. Don't miss it. We will be right back.